This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Fallout from the scandal at the state drug lab spread across the state this week. Yesterday, Norfolk Assistant District Attorney George Papachristos resigned after it was reported that he corresponded with Annie Ducan, the chemist at the center of the scandal.
Ducan is accused of mishandling tens of thousands of drug samples and falsifying results at the now-shuttered testing facility in Jamaica Plain. Also this week, the special court sessions began across the state to deal with those thousands of defendants who are challenging their sentences. David Boeri, senior reporter for WBUR, was at Suffolk Superior Court today. And David, what did you see there?
Well, let me tell you about the outcome, Meghna, and then I'll describe what I actually saw. So 13 inmates serving time in Massachusetts prisons were given a stay of their sentences today, which means the sentence stops for now, and then they go free with GPS monitors and set curfews, either on their own recognizance or when they make a very low bail. So let me tell you what I saw now. This was MCI Shirley Day. Yesterday was MCI Cedar Junction Day, and the inmates appear in a screen in Suffolk Superior Courtroom. And so the screen goes on. There the inmates come. They stream in. The court officer shouts at the beginning of the day, "All rise." He looks over into the screen and sees the sitting inmates and says, "You, inmates, I said all rise." So they stood up.
This teleconference.
That's right. They stood up on video as well when the session started. And here in this dimly lit, faded, wood-paneled courtroom, you see the system working to deal with a mountain of cases, all under the category better known as Annie Ducan.
So who are those inmates on the other side of that video conference screen, and what sort of offenses did you hear about?
From what I've seen yesterday and today, most of them are small-time cases. Some involve weights of heroin and cocaine, some a few over 100 grams or so, but most of the cases are under that, way under that. In some cases, we're talking about 0.17 of a gram, what's known as a rock, a cocaine rock. And a lot of the lawyers are describing a lot of their defendants as addicts, homeless people. Some of them are doing 2 years, maybe most at 7 years from what I've seen.
So, David, what kind of cooperation are we seeing from the Suffolk DA's office?
Well, the district attorney's office is assenting to these motions that are being made to stay the sentences. And they're mostly assenting. And that helps them tremendously in this courtroom to get through this, what's going to be a huge caseload. And so they go forward. And they're working in this step-by-step process to streamline everything. So the first thing they got to do is they're focusing solely on the motions to stay sentences. And they're only dealing with those cases directly linked to Annie Ducan. So when Judge Christine McAvoy grants the stay, then they set the bail GPS, and then they go to the next step. So here's what we have in the next step. So they go off. These people, their sentence is stayed, they go off, but the system is so clogged now that they are not going to be heard in terms of trying to withdraw their pleas. When many of them have pled guilty, there's no time for them to do that. So down the line, several months later, they're going to be able to go into court, and then they will withdraw their pleas. And then after they withdraw the pleas, the DA has to decide whether they're going to recharge them or not and go to trial or drop the case altogether.
Okay. So we mentioned at the beginning of our conversation the resignation of a Norfolk County assistant DA, George Papachristos. What's the story there? And could we see other ADAs or district attorneys themselves implied in the scandal?
Well, this is an important question because the investigative files that I obtained indicate that Annie Ducan was on the first name basis with a lot of prosecutors, and she especially favored the Norfolk District Attorney's Office. So people knew that Annie was going to help them in some way. They often called looking for Annie. And it wasn't for a good time, it was to get something facilitated. Now, that in itself, calling a chemist to facilitate something. There's nothing wrong with calling and saying, when are you going to have the sample? Mm-hmm. But it Annie Duque, and it's important to point out, she believed that she had broken protocols because she, the chemist, was taking calls from the prosecutors, from the assistant district attorneys. And it is clear, and I asked about this, does the criminal investigation go to all those prosecutors who are on a first-name basis with her who were calling in? And one of the questions I asked of Martha Coakley at the end of September, are you going to call for all emails from all district attorney's offices that were sent to Annie Duquesne as part of this investigation? We're going to find out.
WBUR senior reporter David Boer, thank you so much, as always.
You're welcome.